Hello everybody, welcome to Mind's Creative Project, and you're listening to Anita Mind's. We are almost in the middle of August. The sky is blue and the sun is shining brighter, giving some extremely hot days that make me feel tired. The episode of today is about being young. August 12th is the Youth Day, an international day designed to recognize the vital role of young people. And this year's topic will emphasize the critical role of young people in addressing climate change and promoting sustainable development. This day spreads the challenges and the opportunity faced by the world's youth. And it was established 25 years ago, back in 1999, as a global platform to promote youth engagement, trying to address their needs and aspiration. I want to develop this episode in another way, not based on the International Day meaning. I changed a bit what I drafted months ago, according to my feelings, as I always follow. 2024 is a symbolic year. I keep repeating that. The year of karma, the year of returns. And I don't know if it was a coincidence, but since the beginning of the summer, there was a trend on social media which used this famous song. Do you really want to live forever? You have just listened to Forever Young by the Alphaville, a German synth-pop band. And this song is almost 40 years old, in September 12. This was their debut song that was really successful back then and found approval among the new generation during this summer. The song delves into themes of youth and nostalgia, and emphasizes the idea of eternal youth by expressing bittersweet longing to remain youthful. This song has been covered several times by various artists. Anyway, you just listen to the chorus that gives the nostalgic vibes of the past and emphasizes the passage of time. The repeated questioning of "Do you want to live forever?" invites reflection on the complexities of life. This song proved to be a timeless anthem, celebrating the nature of youth and a yearning for everlasting vitality. This is something that nowadays the new young generation doesn't get it. Humans desire to hold onto youth because they associate being young with having a carefree attitude, but the truth will show up in the future. They lived their youth only to post it on social media, to cover the sad and unsatisfied life behind the cameras. I'm referring to the Gen Z in the most of cases, stuck and living to post everything, showing everything possible and showing how they having the greatest fun ever, going out, going to beautiful places, but only for the social media because it is only appearance. Recently, I noticed that some young girls were dancing not to have really fun, but to film some videos to post on social media and to get attention. This is the young generation. They are only pretending. It's like they make things nonsense without really feeling it, or they feel it to wear a mask for the social media. I don't know, but I wanted only to take some example about how society affects the youth nowadays. Everyone uses social media, and it's normal to share pictures, videos of what you're doing. But personally, when I am on holiday or going out, I generally share sometimes parts of it. But I prefer to keep it for myself and enjoy the moment instead. When I share it, it is a spontaneous action, not to get attention, maybe sometimes for fun, but My secretive nature leads me to enjoy and feel the moment instead of sharing everything. Sometimes it makes me really sad how the young are really losing their time and living a virtual life, forgetting to live their reality. For me, to be forever young means that I won't never lose my vitality and my authenticity, even if time is passing. Sometimes it's normal to have bad moments, which I take it as a sign of having an introspective journey, because I want to remind you that life is unpredictable and full of ups and downs, and it's normal to look to the past sometimes. But I personally do it with a smile. I keep moving on. Life should be taken as it comes. It's hard, I know. Overthinking, worries about the future, and other stressful things that came during the teen phase are some examples.
What drain our vitality?
Life is full of teaching moments that maybe you will realize later or immediately. It's up to you, but it should be lived and never put on pause. Every sad or happy moment is something that makes you stronger, and you should appreciate it to keep your vitality up. I want to give a piece of advice. You should not live your life to make other people happy, but to make yourself happy. Spending time with people who don't appreciate you and your values will make you lose your true authenticity, meaning your vitality and your youth. I was stuck for a couple of years, and I'm grateful that now some people come into my life to shake it and go away. But I'm good, because it helped me to upgrade myself and appreciate myself more. And I'm feeling younger than ever, even if I have some temporary moments in which I cry or I think a lot. But this is life. We should evolve, and it is normal to undergo the process of aging, but we can preserve our essential youth in so many ways, in the spirit, and this will reflect into our appearance as well. Some key aspects of being forever young include staying physically active and healthy, cultivating a mindset of playfulness, optimism, and openness to new experiences, learning, growing, and exploring new interests, and of course, nurturing meaningful relationships and social connections that share a balanced energetical flow, and as well avoiding negative attitudes and behaviors as cynicism, rigidity, and resistance to change. What may instead kill the natural essence of being young are several factors, such as people that prevent others from being happy, heavy smoking, getting heavily drunk, less sleep, stress, getting light or heavy drugs. These are only some examples that will lower vitality in the long term. Kind of fake friends that may appear cool, but you know. Anyway, to be forever young has to do with the way things should be approached. It is the ability to catch the opportunities and to try to fulfill your dreams that may as well change if you change. This mindset will lead you to embrace new experiences and maintain a positive outlook on life. It's about cultivating creativity, a sense of wonder, and our willingness to adapt to new circumstances. It's about following your heart and emotions and not what others do because they make it cool. It is impossible to avoid the process of growing up. And as I said before, when someone develops a resistance to change, it's doing the opposite of staying young. Taking responsibility and accepting the aging process won't prevent or lower your vitality, but the choices against a natural process will kill it. Remember it. It is a sort of upgrade. And now I realize that I could have taken as an example, classic character of literature that fit perfectly this topic. I hope you get it, who I am talking about. The young boy who never wanted to grow up, Peter Pan. Peter Pan embodies the refusal to mature, to take on adult responsibilities and hold onto childhood innocence and wonder. This is the perfect case that represents the concept of escapism and the desire to avoid reality, and as a consequence, not to live at all, and as well, to lose slowly who you are because being stuck into a fixed momentum. Just think about it. Oh, the time is almost up, and I wanted to conclude this chaotic episode about being young by saying one of my favorite motto, carpe diem, or seize the day, live the moment. But if you are not really feeling the moment, then you are not actually living it. Next episode will be the last one, August 18. And then I will share some important news. So stay tuned.
XOXO Anita Miles.